There is a post-it note that is above my computer monitor that I am looking at right now, and I will read it to you. And it says, next iteration of career, reach out to and work directly with those who want and need the expertise I have to share.
Okay.
Now, what does that look like in practice? I'm still working on that.
This is Finding the Throughline, the show that gives you inside access to honest conversations about the creative process. I'm Kate Hanley. Welcome back to the Finding the Throughline interview with Jennifer Fink, mom of four boys, seasoned freelance writer, and author, most recently, of Building Boys, Raising Great Guys in a World That Misunderstands Males. Today is the third part of my interview with Jennifer. If this is the first time that you're listening to her, go back two episodes and hear how she got started. She has a great origin story as a freelance writer that has something to do with having children, but also has a lot to do with just the power of books and public libraries. And then keep listening, because in our most recent episode, we talked about some of the squishier parts of writing. And when I asked Jennifer if she had a collective illusion that she wished we would all wake up from, she actually had a list, which was the first time that someone mentioned more than one thing. And I was fully on board with all three of the things that she talked about. So make sure that you go back and listen to that. Today, we're going to find out what Jennifer is currently working on bringing into existence and what she knows at this moment about where her personal throughline is leading her next. Plus, I always end with asking my guests five fast. How do I end this show? That is such a good question. I ask my guests fast five questions at the end of every episode about what they're currently reading and the songs that get them fired up. So stick around for that. So Jennifer, what is currently perking up your ears, even if it's something that you have been aware of that you were becoming interested in for a while now, or even if it's just something that's like maybe you're just barely starting to notice that you're getting your ears perked up by something?
Ooh, I don't even know if I want to admit this out loud, but what the heck? A fellow writer recently shared an article by a different fellow writer, and it was about people becoming flight attendants after the age of 50.
Uh-huh.
Part of me thought, maybe I should look into that. Likely nothing will come of that, but I may at least look into that, because it's hard making a living doing what I'm doing, and it might be fun to try something else. And this article pointed out, and I thought this was hilarious, it pointed out that there are airlines that are looking for more seasoned flight attendants, people over the age of 40, because, I mean, let's be real. Once you have dealt with teenagers, come on, unruly passengers, cinch.
You've got skills. I love that.
We'll see. We'll see. I am really all over the place right now.
Okay, fair enough. Well, as you're all over the place, are there people who kind of serve as role models, probably too strong a word, but just like inspiration for what you might want to do or go next or live going forward?
Yeah. So on a much more practical note, I do admire and appreciate everybody who, you know, they're doing the work and they're getting out there and they're creating content. And content has become such an overused and often devalued word because the quality can vary. But people that are supporting others, people that are creating useful information to share with others. I am utterly inspired by people that continue to live and take risks and don't just keep doing the same thing. It's absolutely fine if your passion is writing about parenting boys and you keep doing that, that's great. But also like adding in other aspects of your life. So whether it's you're taking on a new physical challenge or you're learning a new skill, those are the kinds of people that inspire me. And one thing that I have brought forward from my career in nursing, so I started as a nurse, as a writer, I always was interested because when you are a nurse in somebody's room, like you're privy to a lot. You can tell which couples like each other and which ones don't like each other. You can tell which families are like functional and which ones like, oh, there's some stuff going on here. And you know which one you want to be. Mm-hmm. And so I really feel like I'm constantly looking to people a little bit ahead of myself for, you know, clues. Like, I can't stop aging. So how can I live my best life while embracing, you know, who I am and adding on instead of shrinking down my life and just becoming, you know, I'm waiting to die and let the world pass me kind of person.
Amen. Do you have glimmers? Now, I know you were kind of in a space where it feels like you're in a hallway, you call it. I call it a tunnel. Like, either way, it's just, you're not totally able to see the whole horizon. But are there glimmers of where you might be heading next, other than leaving on a jet plane?
Yeah, right. I definitely want to leave on a jet plane, whether I am just going somewhere for fun or, I guess, helping other people get there. More likely, I just want to go for fun. One thing that I am working on, and I will say this here to challenge myself to get it done, I'm working on developing what I'm calling Building Boys Book Club. So my book came out a year ago. It was out in the beginning of April. And, you know, it's one thing to read a book. I find that when I can talk about something with other people and really think about, okay, well, this is what this book says, but how does that fit into my life, that is a helpful thing. And so that's something that I am hoping to launch in April. And the very loose idea is that I will schedule like a monthly Zoom, and each one will be a chapter of the book, because there's so much power in community. Like, this book applies to people raising boys of all ages. It's very broad principles, but how you're operationalizing that or applying it in your house is going to look different if you have a 3-year-old than if you have a 13-year-old, if you have an 18-year-old. And so the idea is to create spaces where we can talk about those things and ask those questions and brainstorm off of each other. Because again, so much power is there.
Totally. Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you at the end of the episode where people can find you. So you have to make sure and tell us where people will be able find out about that.
All right. I will let you know.
Okay, great. What about, are there changes that you're either already making or things that you can sense that you need to shift?
All right. There is a post-it note that is above my computer monitor that I am looking at right now, and I will read it to you. And it says, next iteration of career, reach out to and work directly with those who want and need the expertise I have to share.
Okay.
Now, what does that look like in practice? I'm still working on that. And I'm still open to other things. But sometimes there ends up being a lot of layers in between that can be frustrating. And I want to find and work with people who value the skills that I have. I know that I have a lot of information. I know that I have skills. And so I'm still working on figuring out what exactly that's going to look like. But that's sort of like my guiding light at this point. It's the light at the end of that tunnel, Kate, that I'm sort of trying to find my way to. I have another post-it note that says, my why, helping boys become their best versions of themselves.
I love it.
So these will be guiding principles.
Yeah, and I think that's so wise to have kind of this overarching principle, even if you don't exactly know what it means, because it gives you a lot of leeway. There's often, if you sat down and like decided exactly what you wanted, that means you might miss all these other options over here.
And I do think, and maybe this is just true for me, maybe it's not true for everybody, but I think it's true for more people, like, serendipity plays a huge part in a lot of this. I may be doing a project that I had conversations with somebody that might be a result of something else I did previously. And there may be a through line there that I didn't even recognize. And I can't say too much more than that right now, because I don't know if that project's going to happen. So much of my life has been taking these little steps and then kind of seizing opportunities that come up. And I can't tell you which opportunities are going to come up. Like, where's that perfect marriage going to be, or those opportunities? But you have to take your steps and then keep your eyes open and be willing to be open to doing things that sort of seem like they align or are another step along the way.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So, what is your just grooviest idea of what the future holds for you personally? Like, what would just delight you if it came to pass?
I really would like. So, my husband is 10 years older than me, which means he is actively talking about retirement and things. And I'm trying to figure out what will that look like. And we don't know. We don't know yet. There has been thoughts of getting an RV and doing some traveling. We love scuba diving. I'd love to be in like a warmer place where scuba diving is more of an option, at least part of the time, most of the time. And what I would really like, I'm so happy with a lot of the work I'm doing. I love doing the podcast. I love doing On Boys. I want to keep doing that. I want to keep doing the classes that I do with Janet. I want to keep doing my Substack, Building Boys Bulletin. So the boy work that I'm doing is the work that doesn't feel like work. And I do get in a flow when I do it. And I want to do that. I would love to be able to like just live my life. And by that, I mean, be with my family and have my relationships and do things that I find interesting and do the boy work and have that be enough. That's what I'm trying to get to.
Okay. We are ready to shift into our fast final five other F words, not that F word. Are you ready? You don't have to go fast, but these are just lighter questions.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
What's the last book or show that you was so good you stayed up too late, either reading or watching it?
We started watching The Queen's Gambit this weekend.
Okay.
And did not think that that was a show that either one of us were going to like. I'm absolutely engrossed right now.
I love it. I also love coming upon something that was a phenomenon a while ago.
Yes. So the world has already had their moment with it and talked about it, but we missed it. We weren't into it, but the world knew what they were talking about on this one.
Okay, see, I didn't watch it the first time around, so now you're inspiring me. Maybe I can go back and have my own personal moment with it.
There you go.
So we talked about your morning beverage of choice, coffee, coffee, coffee with cream, cream, cream. What about your go-to snack?
Ooh, go-to snack. I really love popcorn, buttered popcorn, salt. It's the way to go.
How do you procure this popcorn? Where does it come from?
The grocery store.
I mean, are you making it yourself or do you buy it in a bag? I guess I should have been more specific.
I typically use the air popper. It's an air popper that I've had for some time. One of my sons is a popcorn kind of connoisseur, like, for many years, I think popcorn was 80% of his diet, give or take. And so he's been teaching me some new techniques. Did you know? He learned this online. Maybe everybody else knows it. If you use coconut oil as like your oil, it's much more like the movie theater popcorn because they use coconut oil. So you do it in coconut oil and then your butter and salt. And it's probably, you know, we can discuss health, but oh, it's so good.
Oh, nice. Good to know. All right, I'm going to try that because I also love a popcorn snack. What song or style of music, if picking one song is too high pressure, do you listen to when you need a pick-me-up? I'm putting together a playlist of these, so.
I am so much a child of the 80s. 80s rock will get me going every time. My Pandora station that I listen to the most is that. Another one that I just think is the ultimate, like, hype feel-good song. Uptown Funk, Bruno Mars.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Okay, great. I mean, it's got kind of a retro vibe. That tracks.
Yeah, probably. Gosh, see, I am old.
What is your favorite time? So that could be time of day. It could be time of year. It could be stage of life. I don't know. Just if you could orient yourself anywhere in time, where would you be?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I'm going to pick a very, very specific time.
Okay.
When I was a kid, first of all, my mom would celebrate like big Christmas, have people over on the 23rd. because it was easier. Like, we had Santa literally come to our house, and it was easier to do that on the 23rd than the 24th or 25th, plus also easier to get family to come. So my side of the family, we still gather on the 23rd. And my house has become the point of gathering. It is fantastic. I mean, it's my siblings, and it's their kids, and it's my kids, and my kids are much older than many of their younger cousins. I mean, my kids are like young adults, and they're still little ones. It's just the most perfect gathering. And this year, after the 23rd, after everybody else went home that night, everybody, my four boys and one of the girlfriends that was there, everybody just gravitated in the kitchen, and we were talking and we were just hanging out. And I am telling you that I laid in bed that night and I'm like, I could die now, because I'm tearing up thinking about it. I am totally happy. Like, my life has been worthwhile. This is great. Everything is good. And then, like, the next morning, because they all stayed overnight that night, like, oh my God, they're still here. All my boys, they're in my house. There's nothing better than having them all here and being with them, and they get along and they're decent humans.
Oh,
that's it. Tearing up.
Very sweet. What meal would you ask for if someone said that they would make or order absolutely anything that you wanted? Kind of like, I don't know if you did this for your kids or if your parents did this for you, but it's your birthday and you get to choose what we're having
for
dinner.
Yeah, they did not do that for me. But my husband is really good with this, and he is a great cook. So I'm going to give you two choices, because it depends. Probably him doing steak on the grill, which he just does fantastic. Good steak on the grill with a nice red wine, and homemade pizza would be my second option. And I always loved homemade pizza, but now he's gone into making his own crust, which like takes it up even a level. So those two things. And I'm so fortunate because he does do this for me like on a pretty regular routine basis.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Oh, no.
So is there anything that you want listeners to know about, and where can they connect with you and find out about your Building Boys book club and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
So the website is buildingboys.net. I still need to figure out how to update the events situation. I have a video in my inbox. I'll work on that. Okay. Also, Building Boys Substack, Building Boys Bulletin, is my weekly newsletter, and I will definitely be announcing the book club through there.
Fantastic. All right, great. Well, thank you so much, Jennifer, for being here today, for your wonderful answers. And thank you who are listening for being here, sharing your time with us. We will be back next week to ask another writer mildly invasive questions about their personal through lines. Thank you so much and have a great weekend, everybody. Finding the Throughline airs one interview per week, broken up into three episodes that come out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free. Skip the ads and get each interview in one longer episode by becoming a paid subscriber at katehanley.substack.com. Even if you aren't ready to get out your wallet just yet, become a free subscriber at katehanley.substack.com and receive the full show notes with links to everything my guests and I cover. However you listen, thank you. Finding the Throughline is edited by Sound Advice Strategies. Connect with me on Instagram at Kate Hanley Author. And come back next Monday when I'm having a conversation about the creative process with an entirely new person. Until then, wishing you a great weekend.